From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. 9.1%, as we mentioned, that was the level of inflation year over year in June, a fresh 40-year high. Wages have not kept up with inflation. So effectively, most of us make less money now than we did a year ago. And that has special implications for the federal minimum wage. According to a new report from the Economic Policy Institute, the value of the federal minimum wage has reached a historic low. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
The federal minimum wage hasn't budged since 2009, when Congress raised it from $6.55 to $7.25 an hour. And as the cost of food, gas, and housing goes up, the purchasing power of that wage diminishes.
In terms of its real value, the minimum wage has not been this low since 1956.
Sebastian Martinez-Hickey is an author on that report from the Economic Policy Institute.
It's a very stark statistic, and it's a consequence of Congress's unprecedented level of inaction when it comes to increasing the minimum wage.
He says last July marked the longest period of time without an increase since Congress established the minimum wage in the 1930s. But the number of Americans actually making that federal minimum is shrinking, says Michael Strain with the American Enterprise Institute.
We've seen a narrowing of wage inequality.
30 states and dozens of municipalities have raised local minimums as high as $15 an hour, and the pandemic labor shortage forced parts of the private sector to boost wages even higher on their own, just to attract and retain enough workers. Strain says workers in some of the lowest wage industries have seen the most significant gains.
For example, in the leisure and hospitality industry, we've seen months where wages have been growing at a 10, 11, 12, 13% annual rate.
But Janice Fine, a professor of labor studies at Rutgers, says those gains aren't evenly distributed.
We've got huge divisions by region.
She says the $7.25 federal minimum is keeping workers in parts of the Southeast and Mid and Mountain West in poverty.
With the labor shortage, workers have had a lot more leverage. There's no question about it. But if you really want it to be there across the labor market for all workers, you're really talking about policy.
Right now, Fine says it's not clear there's political momentum for Congress to break its 12-year streak and give the minimum wage a boost. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.